It's time.
Hi, you're on the ticket. No. Hi.
The emergency break of the week.
Wow. I forgot we weren't going to calls anymore.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
By the way, an e-mom is a relatively new term. It's an internet mother.
Oh, I thought he was...
Oh, my God.
I thought he was serious.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
We'll give you the candidates. You get to vote on them. 888-787-1310. A compound edition of the emergency break of the week. All three of these incidents happened here at the compound. Starting with a wildlife attack on one Junior Miller. Now, the accounts of this incident differ. We'll get the details from Junior after we hear this, when a spider made its way down and almost took Junior out yesterday.
And a birthday shout out to Drew Martin, age 55.
Martin.
I think there's a wasp on Junior.
That was wildlife.
That was the daintiest exit I've ever seen.
Because I had a cobweb attached to me, and I had to dance away from it.
Was it a spider?
It was a black widow.
Dude, that was the smallest thing I've ever seen.
It was a black widow that
almost
killed me.
Do you know how many times bigger than you are? Or it, then, but you know what I'm saying.
You know, if those things bite you, you're dead within 6 seconds.
He's right.
Bob will suck the venom out.
Quite possibly the gayest exhibition I've ever seen.
It's like Joe Carter running around the bases after his game six home run.
That was an incredibly small
spider.
Isn't
that something?
No.
By the way, that's not what you do to a spider bite. No one sucks out the venom.
Was it indeed a black widow?
No.
Oh, it was the biggest black widow I've ever seen. And it rappelled from the roof of the porch. And as we're going through Why Today Doesn't Suck, I look up and it's right in front of me. And I froze, and then it kept rappelling. And then it landed on my leg, and that's when I had to evacuate.
You killed it?
No, no.
Okay.
I don't like killing
things.
You
just ran away from it.
Well, good. Clearly a special forces spider.
Yes.
I love the Martin theme. Just
yeah, kind of plays along nicely to it.
I think that's what it sounds like when Junior is in the middle of lovemaking.
Jeez.
Clearly you're receiving in this example. Listen to that.
You got BT on the
background.
How is
it we can tell by your voice that you're receiving and Norm's giving?
And why is Corby watching?
Listen to Norm working away. Corby's sitting there. He's the observer, and he's laughing. Listening amazing. To you because he's watching you lose a bet. This is what happened. You lost a bet, and you had to pay off. Gosh, that is awesome.
Well, that is
while you are watching Martin.
Junior and the spider up for an emergency break of the week.
Oh, my gosh.
And then there was Killer yesterday who informed us what was for dinner, and we've never heard Killer sound like this. We thought he sounded like a waiter in a really fancy restaurant. The Killer's out here engineering, and I believe he's been assigned cooking responsibilities once again. And is that tonight, Killer? You're cooking dinner tonight?
Yeah, some nice salmon, some lemon pepper chicken.
That is an instant crock.
Damn it!
Instant crock.
You were so timid, even more so than normal.
But it's so refined, too. It was like all of a sudden he was working at a French restaurant, giving us a couple of off-the-menu suggestions for tonight. Oh, man, Killer, you're the best. All right, well, that's good. That's good that she'll be cooking for us tonight. We look forward to that.
And I'm sorry. I believe we interrupted you running down
in your presentation.
I'm sorry. What else we got? We got
a salmon.
Some asparagus and some broccoli with carrots.
Oh, I don't know why that's so funny. It just is. All right. The point is Killer's out here with us, too.
Man.
Boy, and we can't report Killer.
He's going to be our
whipped
cookie.
Up a heck of a meal.
It was fantastic.
God, that carrots and broccoli and... It was all good.
Never, I'd marry Killer.
Never heard his voice like that.
Yeah, some nice salmon, some lemon pepper chicken, some asparagus, and some broccoli with carrots.
Why does he say it like some nice salmon?
Salmon?
All right, and then yesterday we sent Gordo out and about to try to talk to some of our ticket brothers who were just waking up here at the compound. And he thought he knew where Dan McDowell was sleeping, but he was misinformed, apparently.
He's at the very end of the hall.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully. The microphone will reach down here.
Probably not.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
Is it locked?
Housekeeping.
Management.
Hey.
Dan. It's Gordon Keith of the ticket. Can you open the door? We have a medical emergency down here, and we wanted your advice. Norm was found unresponsive in an elevator. Dan, Norm's dead. Norm's dead and we don't have a cell phone. Dan, can we borrow your phone?
No.
Do you think he's really asleep or he just is ignoring you?
Housekeeping.
Is it locked?
Yeah, it's locked.
Dang.
Dan?
Man, he is. There's no way. I don't think there's any way you can.
He may be.
Maybe we should be worried about Dan.
He may be elevated.
Oh, man.
Hey, Dan. We're worried about you, buddy. You okay? Nobody's heard from you since last night.
Yeah. Oh, am I at the wrong room? Oh, I was at the wrong room. Well, who's in that room? Oh, I thought you took that one down there. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Gordon.
Are you scoping? Oh, my gosh. Listen to that voice.
Scoping.
Who is so sure that that was Dan's room?
Me. I don't know why I thought that was his room.
Oh.
I saw him walking down the hall to pick one of the tents on the upper floor, and I just assumed, okay, it's Dan. He's reclusive, you know. He's going to go to the last room. And he went to, like, the third to last room.
All that for...
Funny.
Oh, wrong room.
Oh, sorry, wrong room. I just wasted, like, 6 minutes of broadcast
time. I loved
time.
How you went back to housekeeping thinking that would work again.
It may work again. I thought the timing was right.
All right, so is it Junior versus Spider? Is it Killer the French Waiter? Or Gordo looking for Dan? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, the P1CR would like to vote responsibly for Junior Miller and Vanessa Cantwell's Andre the Giant Hands.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for June Spider-Moan and Hooter Brown.
Okay.
Spider-Moan.
Hello, you're on America's favorite radio station. Who wins the e-break?
This is Myrtle. I was looking for a Gorge Dunheim.
Close enough?
Yes, you had called the other day about...
Come on, that's not funny. Just... Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
User, Gordon, Stan Andersky, Ruben's boss. Gimme Killer. Other muzzle. Good thing.
Is that the normal that guy horse. Or is that a different guy?
No, that's the same guy.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, what would it sound like if you found Norma unconscious in an elevator and he had to be given a save shot?
I don't know.
Sorry, ma'am. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Junior.
Yes.
Good show, dude.
Oh, thank you.
Did you kill Bill Walsh?
I did not.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. That's you, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you. I'd like to vote for the MVP of the Little Ticket, the greatest broadcaster ever, Craig Jr. Powerballs Miller.
Wow.
Powerballs.
Thank you for using my unofficial nickname, Powerballs.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Yeah, normally I come on here with a high-pitched female voice, clear my throat, and tell you, George, how madly I love you. But I could never be that feminine as one Junes Miller.
That's the guy who does that girl's voice.
Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Morning, George.
Hey.
Yeah, I've got to agree with an argument made by Dan. When the spider sees a person, it's like you seeing a building. The building should not be afraid of the tiny person.
So you vote for Junes? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves an emergency break winner.
Can I just say that each year here in America, over 1 million people are killed by spiders.
Wow. All right, we're going to look that stat up.
I don't know about that.
Well, it probably doesn't sound anything like this.
And a birthday shout-out to Drew Martin, age 55.
Martin.
I think there's a wasp on Junior.
That was wildlife. That was the daintiest exit I've ever seen.
Because I had a cobweb attached to me and I had to dance away from it.
Was it a spider?
It was a black widow. Raped.
Dude, that was the smallest thing I've ever seen.
It was a black widow that
almost killed
me.
Do you know how many times bigger than you are, or it, than what? You know what I'm saying?
You know, if those things bite you, you're dead within 6 seconds.
He's right.
Bob will suck the venom
quite
out.
Quite possibly
there.
The gayest exhibition I've ever seen.
He looked like Joe Carter running around the bases after his game six home run.
That was an incredibly small
spider.
Isn't
that something?
Incredibly small spider. All right, how many wins is that for one Junior Miller?
That is the first win this year for Miss Junes.
Mm. Well, way to go, Junes. Way to go.
Thank
Fighting
you.
Off that spider, such bravery yesterday.
It's a good Courage. Week for me. I cheated death and I won the e-brake.
Incredible.